Christchurch City Libraries brings you coverage of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival 2009. And now I'm joined by Patricia, who is a volunteer at the festivals. What prompted you to volunteer for a festival?
I'm a librarian with North Shore Libraries.
Yay!
Been a librarian for ever and ever. And absolutely love books, and I've been involved with this festival since the beginning, since 1999, in fact. It grew out of my involvement when I worked with Palmerston North Public Libraries with the Women's Festival. And when I came to Auckland, I needed to be involved in something similar. And this was just beginning. And from 1999 to 2009, this festival has grown and grown and grown into the brilliant event it is just today.
And so what tasks are you involved with at the festival? What do you have to do?
There is a big team of volunteers at the festival, and everybody has a specific task to do. I usually find myself on the information desk, strangely enough, which means we're here to meet and greet people as they come in, to provide directions, to listen to comments and complaints, and generally be a friendly face at the festival. And that's really exciting. Other people are in the auditorium and running around with microphones and putting up posters and, there's a whole list of jobs to do.
Quite involved kind of schedule of managing volunteers, I imagine. How many volunteers are there?
That's a very good question. I don't think I know the answer, Richard. I'm sorry. Certainly there is a big team of volunteers, and the festival runs now for 4 days, and the schools program extended that this year. And so we are asked to commit to doing 3 shifts, which is 3 6-hour sessions that we're on duty. And that's important for the continuity. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of people coming through, and we all need to be saying and doing the right things. So yes, it's a, I won't say military operation, but it's a highly organised operation.
Are you the Commander-in-Chief?
No, I'm not. I'm just one of the volunteers, and I just love being here. Of course, one of the perks is that we do see all the writers coming in and out, and we are able to pop into the sessions outside of our duty times.
And so, on a personal note, I bet your colleagues are a bit jealous, but what's been your highlight of the festival, of people you've seen or authors that you've listened to?
What's been really special this festival was to have the Commonwealth writers here and to have the awards ceremony, which was more formal than many of the sessions, but it was wonderful to see all those people and to hear about how the books have been judged and to feel that here in New Zealand we're part of the big wide world and that the issues that we face in New Zealand are faced throughout the world and people are writing about them so that the rest of us can understand them. And I've really enjoyed that whole international feel.
Any message to people who might have missed the festival?
Message to everybody is to read as much as you can and enjoy it, and to listen out on the radio for talks by writers and with writers, because that's how we share books and recommend them to each other.